Yes, we encourage you to go to Consortium News. I'd like to thank the entire Sojourner Truth team, our assistant producer, Stephanie Case, our intern, Sherelle Withers, and our engineer today, Lizette Tapia. We want to welcome her. Stay tuned for Rising Up. Sojourner Truth will be back on the air tomorrow. If you'd like a copy of today's show, please contact the Pacifica Radio Archives at 1-800-735-0230 or go online to pacificaradioarchives.org. Thank you for listening. This is your host, Margaret Prescott.
And you've been listening to Sojourner Truth Radio on KBOO Community Radio. Coming up at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein, and 11 o'clock, Letters in Politics looks at the fascist takeover of Vienna, Black Lives Matter today, and the nature of the presidency. And please remember, people, that KBOO keeps this important information coming to you, and you can join us if you go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. You can become a supporting member of Community Radio. KBOO. Coming right up, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary immediately following this next announcement.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring an archivist. This contract position will steward the KBOO archival assets in all forms, all kinds of audio formats, as well as the document and electronic archives. Priorities for this position are to manage the resource space archival database, in particular the entry of metadata, and to support staff and volunteers during the 50th anniversary celebrations. Deadline for this position is Monday, February 5th, 2018 at 5 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm/archivist-hire-2018.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, January 31st, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community, Sanctuary, Solidarity, at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm. So there it goes, Trump's first State of the Union speech. Hard to get around that without mentioning unity, because even though I just have... I was listening last night to it on the radio with the volume turned all the way down, and I still have the feelings of nostalgia that began at the start of the week. I missed the days before yesterday. Remember when Trump wanted to unify America behind brand Trump? And I also miss social media before Trump used it to give us all the bird. And that's just his warm-up, because unity, what did the president, that was seemed to be the theme of the speech. It certainly wasn't Puerto Rico, and it certainly wasn't Russia. These are, of course, two of the biggest targets, and he managed to miss both of them. So that said, we're going to have a terrific guest on it today. We've got Thomas Ferguson joining us. He's a professor emeritus at UMass Boston, and his books include Golden Rule, The Investment Theory of Party Competition. That's a doozy. Just think about that for a minute. The Investment Theory of Party Competition. And that's, of course, how much government do you want? Well, how much can you afford? And The Logic of Money-Driven Political Systems. Unfortunately, there is a logic to it. That doesn't make it good, though. Thomas Ferguson will be joining us in just a moment. We're going to plow through a little bit of weather and just a couple of headlines for you today. Weather in the Cascadia region, we have chance of showers. Oh, yes, we do. And then rain later in the afternoon and a high around 48. And tonight, cloudy, lows around 38. And tomorrow, rain continuing, highs around 47 for the daytime. And we've got an overnight low around 43. On the topic of weather, we had, as the world knows, a blue moon. In other words, two full moons. This was in January, and the second of which bloomed in the sky overnight. It was also a blood moon. It was a total lunar eclipse. This stuff is rare. Blood moons are not auspicious things. In fact, looking up at it from my place, it looked like a bullet hole in the night sky. And I think Trump did a pretty good job of shooting down the night with his smarmy remarks. It was almost as though he was making fun. His tone. Words, of course, meaningless, even though he was reading his teleprompter. And I wonder who wrote that. Think about it for a minute. Couldn't have been Devin Nunes, who must be recovering in a spa somewhere from writer's cramp after writing his notorious memo. That said, that was a treat. That was an amazing speech. A State of the Union. And Trump's idea of unifying the country is that everyone agree with his proposals, with his position, and that the holdouts, in other words, the majority of Americans, and growing, by the way, and growing rapidly, simply come over to his side. What would that be? What would his side look like? Well, let's take just one example. Ryan Zinke, our Secretary of the Interior, and a guy in the position perfectly to do maximum irreparable damage to the country, resident of Whitefish, Montana, which is, of course, one of the largest white supremacist centers in the nation. Also, Ryan Zinke, neighbor of the strange company named what else, Whitefish, that somehow managed to get that incredibly lucrative contract to rebuild Puerto Rico's energy infrastructure. The company Whitefish somehow is brand new. It pops right out of its egg moments before the crash and burn of Puerto Rico. It consists of two guys, I guess just two contractors in Montana with a pickup truck. That's it. It quickly, even the Trump administration tumbled at the fact that this was preposterous, before noting that these guys were neighbors of Ryan Zinke's. And they almost managed to run that one through. Fancy that. Whitefish, Montana. You'd think that these guys were country rubes, but it seems that they know a thing or two about contracting, at least, and on at least a number of different levels. That said, we have more from around the country, when we indeed have more from Oregon. Devin Nunes has distinguished himself. Everything, of course, was overshadowed by Trump's speech. And before we leave the subject of Ryan Zinke and the Secretary of the Interior ship, it's worth noting that a number of members of the National Park Service's advisory panel had to resign in frustration a couple of weeks ago. More than three quarters of the members of a federally chartered board advising the National Park Service have quit out of frustration that Zinke had refused to meet with them or convene a single meeting last year. That's not legal. Just how could I possibly make it clearer? Well, this created a freeway to the privatization of the park system, because here, get it, if there's no one running the park system and the park system is crumbling, cabins are collapsing, trails are collapsing, there's no money to run the place, Secretary of Interior Zinke is distinctly uninterested. As it begins to fall apart, it will become a problem in one way or another. There will be fires. There will be all kinds of dare I say, white supremacist illegal camping trips. A lot of things can go on in a large space which was originally designed for public use and that has fallen into utter and complete disrepair. This will be yet another huge story, and everyone, left, right, everybody will hop on it. Of course, Republicans will accuse Democrats, and the Democrats will, you know, and so it goes. So out of this chaos, there will emerge one single and simple solution to the problem. They'll privatize. Ryan Zinke, would love to privatize the national parks. That way, he won't have to bother with them. That way, he can simply wash his hands of the entire institution and find other places to make money. But not before selling off the national parks to the highest bidder. What does that remind you of? Think, not too far, not in the distant past, as the collapse of the Soviet Union, connected people jumped on every single department of the government that previously had been, of course, it was Soviet, it was, you know, communism or socialism. That's what it was. So that's where the oligarchs came from. They just hopped on it as soon as any of this stuff became available, notably, of course, the oil resources. That was the big one at first. But when some part, we've already seen, what about, let's take a look at the highway system. It turns out that Donald Trump's idea of rebuilding the infrastructure is that we get taxed up to the eyeballs, and it's sold off to private interests. So we basically are in the process right now. No one has raised an eyebrow. No one's raised their voices. The only thing that's been raised is the unspeakable amongst the Republicans who stand to make out like bandits. And I use the word like lightly. They are bandits. As the so-called infrastructure crumbles. And wait till the first time you drive on a high, narrow, recently privatized bridge over a canyon with roaring water and rock, pointy rocks down below. Then you'll wake up. So we've got, there goes the Grand Canyon. We'll have a McDonald's in Yosemite. It's going to get sold off to the highest bidder. This stuff is in the works right now. Don't act surprised when it happens. Look at the way we're at the highways. Think, too, it could be a party game of figuring out where the next part of the nation that is going to see privatization. This is what Trump is... Well, how about the beach? How about offshore drilling? Come on. He's sailing off the country. That's what he's doing. And, of course, making a big name for himself, too. He's a popular guy. And here's something timely indeed and kind of lost in the mix. Just to wrap things up today, in our final minute, Republican State Senator Jackie Warren and former Oregon Department of Transportation employee Garrett Law are the impetus for a bill which would expand whistleblower protections in the state of Oregon. Everything these days sounds good on the exterior. Let's just see what happens with this one. Let's see, whatever you find, an egg that's got one too many diamonds encrusted upon its shell, be very careful how you handle it, because it could hatch out to become, could be terrifying indeed. And on that note, once again, my apologies. Turns out Thomas Ferguson is not there. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, January 31st, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the Portland performance of Soliloquists of Sound and Marv Ellis and We Try on Friday, February 9th at Mississippi Studios in Portland. This show is a co-headlined evening of psychedelic and funky conscious hip-hop from Florida and Portland.